Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. Our service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator. Well, good evening and welcome to our service of worship. This is Archbishop Deborah welcoming you to Holy Angels Parish and our commemoration of the baptism of Jesus. Let us begin. Let us pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us take a moment and reflect on those things we've said and done which we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect of the Day. Almighty and ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, beginning at the first verse. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, Give them up, and to the south, Do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone who is called in my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord. Psalm 29 is the psalm appointed between the lections. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Syrian like a wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all say, Glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be that Messiah, John answered them all by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquestionable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, and he was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, my Beloved. With you I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Today we're commemorating the baptism of Jesus by John in the Jordan. And it just seems like a few weeks ago that he was born, doesn't it? And here he is, about 33 years old, standing in front of his cousin, waiting to be baptized and cleansed of his sins. Now a lot has happened in Jesus' life since that fateful day that he was born in the manger in Bethlehem. He's grown up to be a very strong and scholarly man. He's a rabbi, a teacher of the Jewish faith, and he's followed in Joseph's footsteps and has become a carpenter. His cousin John, who was born about 6 months before Jesus, is very well known around the country, and from all descriptions is a wild-looking fellow, and has dedicated his ministry to baptizing people, baptizing them for repentance of their sins in the name of God, telling them about this Messiah, one who is to come, that he's preparing the way for. John is a bold character, and he stands up to the religious and political authorities of his day, and many people are confused about him. They wonder if he himself isn't the Messiah. And they certainly refer to him as a prophet. There is something about his presence and his bearing and his words that speak to people of a reality and a truth. And they believe that he is directly in touch with Creator, with God. In our passage today, he's telling everyone that he's not the Messiah, that he is preparing the way for the Messiah. He's not even worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. His ministry is to get the people ready to receive him, to receive this Messiah. So, in our gospel one day, Jesus appears at the river, and he watches his cousin at work, baptizing people, talking to them, maybe doing some preaching and teaching. And maybe that's something that he'd done before. Maybe he'd go and wait for John, and they'd have supper together. They'd talk about John's ministry or exchange information about their family or just, you know, talking about life and what's important to them. There's just so much about their relationship and about Jesus' early years that we don't know. But on this day, something very special is happening. It's like the air around them is electric. And Jesus walks out to John wading in the shallow water, and he presents himself for baptism. And I truly don't believe that until that moment, John had any idea that it was Jesus for whom he was preparing the way. And as Jesus stood there, John knew, he knew with all of his being that he was about to baptize the Messiah of his people. And the realization shocks and excites him all at once. In another one of the Gospels, John protests that it's really Jesus that should be baptizing him. But the revelation is clear. This is the next step in their journey, in their ministries. Jesus must be baptized at the hand of his cousin John. And what happens next, no one expects. As Jesus comes up out of the water and he prays, Scripture tells us that the heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." What a tremendous thing, an amazing moment of understanding. As Jesus got back to the bank, the solid ground, his life in that short time was changed forever. His true mission was revealed, and he was affirmed by the very voice of God and filled with the Holy Spirit. This event marks a great commissioning, the commissioning of his entire life. And from that moment on, there's no turning back. Jesus begins his ministry in earnest. Now, there's something important here about the fullness of time. We may have a dream or a goal that we've been working on for a while, but try as we may, it just hasn't happened yet. The timing's not right. We don't have what we need. There are details missing. It's just not time. And perhaps it was the same for Jesus. Maybe he knew that he had a ministry, that he was going to reach out to people to heal them, to teach them about God, to bring them to a new understanding of love and compassion and forgiveness. He was working in all these ideas. He was coming to a new understanding of God and God's way of being with people from his studies and from his own experience and from his inner knowledge. But for some reason, it wasn't until that day at the river that everything lined up, aligned, that this was the time, this was the beginning for him. Note that Jesus was given the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide and assist him in his baptism, and so too for us. As baptized Christians, we have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. We too have been affirmed and blessed by our loving God. And we become part of the family. We become part of the family of Christ. We become Christian. That's kind of a word that has got a lot of slapping around lately and not always a good connotation. But as followers of Christ, we are Christian. We may have been infants when we were baptized. We may have come to choose our baptism later in life. It matters not. We can take heart that in the fullness of time, with the Holy Spirit working in us and for us, and with Jesus leading the way, showing us the way ahead, our life purpose will come clear too. We are here on this planet. We are spiritual people. And we're here on this planet to be bearers of love and light in the name of Jesus, living out the gospel of grace. And we're here as followers of Jesus to reach out in love in his name, and by our loving actions make a difference in the world, no matter how small it may seem. Friends, in our baptism we have been commissioned, we have been ordained, we have become members of the body of Christ, and we are given all that we need to reach out in faith so that we can serve as we can. As we think on Jesus coming up out of the river to God's blessing, may we know that that has happened for us too. Let it empower you. Let it fill you with hope. May it bring you new insights. and may you know that you are an important member of this body of Christ. And may we always lift one another, build each other up, and pray for one another as brothers and sisters. Amen. And now let us continue in our service with some intercessory prayers. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our brothers and sisters as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer our thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the Church and the world. Gracious God, we offer to you all those in our world, all the people across the planet, who too are our brothers and sisters, all children of the one God. This night, may we have a sense of that connection. And may we visualize this beautiful planet that you've given us, bathed in a glow of light. Bathed in a blanket of love, so that all have enough, all are protected, all feel happy and joyful, that everyone has a safe place to sleep and food enough to eat, and that those who have more would share generously. May we know that feeling of peace and harmony that can only come as we recognize our connection with you. We pray for all those in our lives who need to know your healing touch, your grace. We pray for them in the quiet of our hearts. We say their names. We give thanks that you are by their side, and that you surround them with helpful people, with the resources they need, and that you work in their lives for good. And we offer you our own needs and concerns, all those things in our hearts and our minds that cause us worry and cause us to be fearful. We ask that you send your angels round about us, that we would be given insights and understanding and answers and resolutions of the things that cause us such hurt and hardship. We give thanks for the blessings that come, that flow to us on every side. May we always be aware of your presence in our lives, O Holy One. And we pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ, those whose faith is known to God alone, that they may have a room in that mansion of mansions. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word. Draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one with you, as you are one with us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, as one body, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We are all one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with joy. And may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brothers and sisters and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you all for joining us on this broadcast. And I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll be doing an early morning connection point on Tuesday, beginning Tuesday again. You can see them on the archive there if you want to listen in. We also need your help. We have launched an Indiegogo campaign. You'll see the link on the website there. Indiegogo.com/holyangelsonline. We're trying to raise about $1,600. It's not a lot of money, but we are non-stipendary clergy. We don't get paid for this. We have a wonderful church, and we've got valid orders and apostolic succession and all that good stuff, but we don't have like a big major head office kind of church. We are all little independent parishes, just trying to make a difference in the world. And so we're looking for some funds to help us with the cost of this broadcast with Blog Talk and to help maintain the website and also to upgrade our little computer that is, it needs a video card, it's wearing out, and to replace the card would be more than the computer's worth. So we're looking to get a second-hand upgrade and new to us kind of thing. So if you can help us, we would really appreciate your support. You can make a donation at the website there, at the website page, or if you visit the Indiegogo campaign, you can make a donation there. I am happy to send you one of my lovely little angels or a handcrafted cross. I make them for people all over the world, and bless them, and they'll be a blessing to you as you are to us. So thank you very much for listening, and we will be back next week with another church service and through the week with Connection Points. Bless you. Thanks for joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you. And we have been blessed by your presence with us.